Good morning, Pinky. Oh,
good morning, and it does feel like summer. It really does feel like summer out there. It's great.
Finally.
I like my air-conditioned booth.
Hello, Elizabeth Easter.
I'm chilling.
You're having a heck of a summer. It's 40 days without rain tomorrow. It's positively biblical up there.
I actually live such a water-frugal life, and my whole raison d'etre in all time is to make my water bill, which comes and has a little number of people on it. I like to have, like in my two-person household, half a person each month. Ah. And this morning I was bucketing my son's bathwater from last night. I do this in winter too. I'm weird. Into the garden, and I to the bottom of the fruit trees, the vegetables, the grass. It's just the way I live. So when everyone's going, "Oh, I've got no water," I'm like, how did you do that?
Good for you.
More smarter.
Good for you.
Thanks.
Yeah, I did that when we had a drought here a few years ago in Wellington, and was bucketing all the water out of the washing machine. And there's nothing like that virtuous feeling that comes from watering your plants with washing water.
I'm so smug.
Smug.
Right now. Yeah.
The smug scale is going off around here.
The smuggerati.
Yeah. Yeah, but I have come in here for the air conditioning. It's so nice.
It's even more smug, isn't it, when you do something like that, like once, and then you revert to your wasteful, polluting behaviours for the rest of your life. But for that one moment.
Yeah.
No, I'm obsessed. I'm literally obsessed. I'm half a person's worth of water.
Good for you.
Yeah.
So you drink wine.
Another water conservation.
Doing your best.
In fact, I'm so smug, I turn that water into wine.
Oh, here she goes. Well, happy Galentine's Day, Elizabeth.
Walking across
Easter.
The Waitemata on her way in this morning.
How did you guess? I rode my bike on the water. Get that for a miracle. Talking of miracles, oh my God, Valentine's. Did you know that Valentine was the patron saint of lovers, beekeepers and epileptics?
Oh, bless.
Isn't it? And I think we should focus on the other two groups, because lovers get quite a lot of time in the sun, whereas beekeepers, thanks for the pollination, and also epileptics, let's empathise with a group of people who live with a really big challenge.
Yeah. I like the sound of that.
Yeah. Hallmark, I hope you're listening.
Thinking you're going to have a whole bunch of shops and shopping malls come out now with three reasons to buy three lots of cards, flowers, chocolates.
Yeah, epilepsy.
Although flowers from a florist will never be pollinatable because they're just like plasticky.
Oh, yes. I watched one of those online videos about the environmental impact of red roses. This was American, of course, but it was, you know, the carbon footprint is massive. It's really huge.
Well, also the ridiculous plastic sarcophagus they come in.
Exactly. And so they have to be chilled and shipped, and they're grown in formerly productive land.
I'm all for just grabbing a handful of whatever wildflowers and weeds are nearby and handing them over with love. That would do.
But then what's the impact on that for the bees? See, what you're grabbing there is, you know, a bit of clover or something that a bee, you know, could be feeding on. And let's not forget that St. Valentine would not have been happy with that.
I have to tell you about my epic garden fail this year. They have some successes, but I struggle with root vegetables.
Oh, the root vegetables.
And I think it's because of a lack of watering.
Yes.
Grey water or anything else.
Yes.
And I've grown these. I've got these enormous sprouting green carrot heads that look so promising and positively fecund.
Yeah.
And then I pulled them out and I went fecund because, seriously,
she's carrots holding her fingers.
Have a wide girth, and they would be no more than 1 centimetre or 2 centimetres long.
Although, wouldn't a root vegetable be a wonderful way to say Happy Valentine?
I've got a whole bunch of green stuff that better rephrase that. Green carrot tops that you could give to a loved one.
Incredibly romantic, because it's something that you've grown yourself as well.
Grown is an exaggeration.
Very.
The police are trialling digital persons and self-service options. I'm sure there's some people who'd quite happily take the self-service option.
Yeah, I'm going to go to police headquarters and have a look at this, because apparently it's in the lobby. They've got the Commissioner of Police, Mike Bush, has been announcing this, and they've got this digital person called Ella. And I read the whole story about three times, and I finally realised, because, you know, my eye kept skipping over the boring bits. But then I realised, I was thinking, why did they call her Ella? Because she is female. And I realise it's an acronym.
Oh, electronically something.
Electronic Have a good time.
Life Like Assistant.
There you go.
Electronic Life Like Assistant, Ella. And she is there to help. And so she'll be there apparently in police headquarters from Monday. And she's going to be talking to visitors about police topics. So she uses real-time animation to emulate face-to-face interactions.
So what they're doing, they're trying to train her before they put her out on the beach.
Yes, they are.
Oh, my
gosh. They are.
Yeah. Imagine and then if robots came to the door to say, you know, where there's been an accident.
That's right, yeah. And she'd do it in a really empathetic way.
Does she start by saying, are you using your own bags? Because if she does, I think I will commit an actual crime.
Well, apparently this is showing how police is, and the other disconcerting thing about this story is that police...
No, they use it as the singular.
Is now their name, so they say police is.
But they've always said that. I'm always correcting their... because you'd need you would need the police.
Yeah. No,
it would be the police are, or police is.
Commissioner Bush says this is shows how police is embracing and exploring digital technologies to develop... Wake up, everyone! To develop future-proofed and people-focused non-emergency services accessible to everyone in New Zealand. I hope she uses shorter sentences. Thank you,
that
Ella.
Feels like a crime against grammar.
Oh, no.
Is there someone I can ring? Ella, please. I've got a crime to report.
I'm listening, Elizabeth.
There is an unfamiliar object in the bag area. Oh, gosh, I've got my software confused.
I can hear certain words and phrases. I bet, probably being a police officer, even an AI one, she'll probably get to hear lots of words and phrases if they let her out on the beat.
She will, but at the moment she's safely locked up in the lobby of police headquarters.
What's some news due this week, Elizabeth?
Well, I am particularly interested in, well, for Valentine's, obviously.
Yours.
Now, the zoo, in an American zoo, is having a thing that you can do on Valentine's Day. You can name a cockroach at the San Antonio Zoo after your ex, or indeed your current partner. I don't know why they didn't make that an option. And the cockroach will then be fed to an animal that eats cockroaches. Or for a little bit more of a donation, you can have a rat named for your ex or current partner, and the rat is then frozen and fed to a python. Isn't that a neat way to say, I loved you, I hate you now?
I hope they thaw them out before they give them to the pythons, unless, of course, the pythons like them as like an ice lolly.
Ratsicles.
Ratsicles. I love the idea of having a ratsicle named after an ex, naming no names. But apparently they're encouraging you to only use first names. So they were doing this live, so they've got a cockroach cam on their Facebook feed. I did a bit of research. And they do
This is not encouraging people to let go and move on, is it?
They breed cockroaches. Mm. And that breeding area has got a camera. So you can actually go on Facebook and look at these little cockroaches. And, you know, I'd gone on thinking, oh, yes, this is a fun idea. I'll, you know, send them $5, because that's how much it is, US, and I'll get them to name a cockroach after my ex, and then they can feed it to tarantula or something. And then I started feeling quite attached to the little critters. You know, they've got their own little home
there. You go.
Isn't it funny, though, that you can feed a live cockroach that you've named to a critter, but you can't feed a live rat? It's like, does the cockroach not have central nervous system?
They don't seem to walk
and think, and they're quite capable of having relationships.
I guess they do. Little families. And as David Attenborough says, you know, even earwigs display amazing maternal care. So, you know, who are we to say a cockroach is not worthy of, you know, life? And actually, I've had exes I like less than cockroaches. So I think I'll save the cockroaches. And
free the cockroach.
You've been on a gardening full journey.
I have over this particular online experience. I really have one minute left
for the last.
Oh, awesome. Goodness me. I was going to go free the nipple from free the cockroach. But that's a big story about people getting all up in arms or up in other parts for people being naked on the beach. Yeah. I'm really torn about this. Mm. I think nakedness should be embraced as long as you're comfortable with the person who's naked.
Kapiti Coast, they've been at it again. The naked.
Not embracing it.
The naked people. This woman said, there was a man coming round to me. He was quite large. He just had a towel around his waist and something just told me, I wonder if he's naked under that towel.
I'm always thinking that about people.
Yeah.
So he wasn't even naked and she was in the newspaper.
She was
about
up in arms about it. Then she came out of the water and he was, you know, lying there and he had a beanie on his head and she thought he should have used the beanie, he should have repurposed it and covered his other parts with it instead of his head. So, you know.
Oh my gosh, we're all naked. Can I just actually, all listeners, all of us, everybody right now, under our clothes, naked.
No, surely. Even the cockroaches.
On that lovely thought of an entirely naked audience, I farewell you.